Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining us on the show today is Evelyn and James Garris of the Browning World Climate Bulletin, a key source of information describing the relationship between macro weather-related trends and their potential impact on energy, commodities, and the wider global economy. When we spoke to you last time, I believe it was earlier this year, we had discussed the transition from El Niño, which was fading, to a cold and dry La Niña, as well as the historic Paris Agreement that we saw in December 2015. So I want to get your thoughts on some of these subjects, but let's start with your outlook on weather as it relates to a La Niña and the effects that you expect to see in terms of commodities and agriculture.
Well, if I can real quickly go into just a touch of the science. One of the things that is happening is La Niña, which is when the tropical Pacific is hot, creates some real weather extremes, which creates some problems for agriculture and any weather-related business. And it's amazing the number of businesses that discover when they pay their insurance policies how much of their income was tied in with weather. La Niñas are when it turns cold. We have just had a super hot El Niño. I mean, for a short period of time, it was even record-breaking. When they're this strong, then they tend to flip very quickly within a couple of months to a cold La Niña. So you go from one extreme to another with a speed that gives you whiplash. So that's what we are seeing with the global climate this summer, not this year, this summer. We are going to see whiplash. We are already seeing the area completely neutral. We are seeing it cooling rapidly. We are having the majority of scientists around the world saying that they expect this summer, I always put it in a three-month period, June, July, August, they expect La Niña to hit. So from one extreme in May to the other extreme in late July or August. So we are going to be whipping from one extreme to another, and we are going to be doing it in the middle of our agricultural season and right before we have to stock up on energy because we will be going into a cold winter. So that's what we're looking at, from one extreme to another with whiplash speed and time to affect the crops around the world.
I know that in that question you were asking about how it would affect commodities. The interesting thing when we look at primarily tropical commodities versus soft commodities is when we hear the term La Niña, there's an automatic reaction by the investment community to start looking at the prices, especially of soft commodities, to become higher and tropical commodities to come lower. And a lot of times this is an accurate way to react, but there's a bit of a difference this year than most years with the La Niña. Because as Evelyn pointed out, we have this whiplash effect. So we had the El Niño up until May, and now we're having our normal weather and the La Niña coming to effect July, August, September, sometime around then. What it means is we had good precipitation, good rainfall for a lot of crops, a lot of the soft commodity crops that would be affected negatively with the dry La Niña. It also means that we had a lot of dry, drought-like conditions for the tropical commodity crop, which would be affected positively in the La Niña. What this is going to in the end mean, actually, is it's not so much the importance of which crop, that one crop has the potential of being a lot more successful or less successful than another. It has more to do of when those crops were planted. So for soft commodity crops, your corns, your wheats, your barleys, things like that, we'll look for the crops that were planted early, because this means they have a higher chance of being harvested early, meaning they have less of a chance of being hurt in their late growing season by the drying La Niña. It also means that when the La Niña comes, they'll be harvested dry, meaning less use of propane to dry out the crops and less risks of the crops rotting from being harvested wet. On the other side of the coin, when we look at the tropical crops, we want to look at the crops that were planted or set into their next stage later, because for them, they had to deal with drought so much that they need late rainfall to help whatever was able to manage to be planted to survive. So for commodities, we look a lot more at when they were planted as opposed to what was planted. And the La Niña's impact, if done correctly, so long as they were planted early for soft commodities, late for tropical, won't have nearly the effect they would if we didn't have the El Nino in the beginning of the planting season.
Okay, so it sounds like there's some nuances there in terms of how the crops are going to be affected. It's not going to be just a simple historical effect where commodities are going to see upward pressure going into a La Nina. However, you did note that this La Nina, Evelyn, I like how you put it, will be a weather whiplash from one extreme to the other. And the extreme that we're going to be moving into then, ostensibly, is colder and drier weather. I would take it that that should be bullish, at least when we look at weather, for the energy space.
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's Financial Sense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.